control the ball, and the Eagles, looks like the Eagles fall on that with the snap. It's got to be awfully slippery out there as out of the shotgun, Gainesville Eagles, Zach Gerstenberger tried to get the snap and just could not get a handle on it.
No, it was a good snap, but he juggled it for 10 yards.
Yeah.
He just couldn't quite get a hold of it.
That took him back. It'll be second and 20 with 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter.
Got an update here from Bad Axe. Looks like it's 34-14. 4:02 left in the third. Bad Axe is down to Vassar.
Gainesville Eagles with the ball. Out of the pro set, going to roll up the right side. Still on his feet, and a good run there by the Gainesville Eagles. Gets him back almost to the original line of scrimmage. So Simmons racking up some yards tonight with 27 seconds to go. Quick exchange of players by the Bulldogs, and another run here by the Gainesville Eagles straight up the middle. Boy, what a tough run there. 34, Cole Simmons. I think he hit everybody on the Bulldog team on that carry. What? And spins.
He did, and he even hit one of his own. Looked like number 46, Luca Torlai. He got hit by Cole running full speed.
And he's cramped up. They got him laying right down. He's laying right down on the 40-yard line working out that hammy. So we're going to see, no timeout. 34 is going to have to go off to the sideline. Simmons will have to go off if you delayed the game, and that's what it is. So the officials say you're going to have to sit out one. We've got 12 seconds to go on the clock. Do we have an official timeout? She sure is muddy all of a sudden out there. Look at that. We got a real burst of rain and a burst of wind, and we've got 12 seconds to go in the ball game. This could be the last play of the game. Out of the pro formation, pro set, hand off, going to the left side. Gainesville Eagles have the ball, and not much there for number 32 for the Gainesville Eagles, Joanne Ruth. And that's the game. 54-6 is your final for Parents Night for the Owen Gage Bulldogs here at Owen Gage High School. We're going to take a break for a couple minutes, and we'll come back after these.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
Make tonight a real night out. Before or after the game, stop in at the OP, the Owendale Pub, across from Stacks. Locals know it's the place for great burgers, sandwiches, paninis, and wraps. Most are served with fries and a pickle spear. You'll love the Big Three Burger main attraction, the specialty Memphis Blackjack and Black and Blue Burgers. Each has its own blend of special toppings that define the unique, delicious flavor.
Go Bulldogs!
From everyone at the Big OP, the Owendale Pub, home of good friends and good times in Owendale.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Hi, my name is Zach Dufty at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, and boy, do I have a deal for you. I've got a 2012 GMC Sierra 3500 dually crew cab, fully loaded and equipped with 4x4. This truck has got everything, from the sunroof to the heated leather seats. It has new tires and is powered by the 6.6-liter Duramax motor and the Allison transmission. It is in beautiful shape and definitely won't last long at $42,980. So come see me, Zach Dufty, at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring, and take this beautiful dually home today.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Another school year is well underway, and all of us at Caseville Public School are proud to boast our Eagle spirit. With a long tradition of academic excellence enhanced by classrooms that remain on the cutting edge of technology, athletic teams that boast a no-cut policy, and an emphasis on performing arts through drama and a K-12 music program that offers school-provided instruments for all students enrolled in band, it's clear to see that Caseville is preparing the next generation to successfully soar into the future. Please join us on the morning of November 11th, 9 a.m., in the James G. Stahl Auditorium as we honor our local heroes with our annual Veterans Day celebration. We would like to thank the community, our students, parents, and staff for another great start to the year. Caseville Public School, small school, big future. Your future starts here.
Welcome back to Owen Gage High School. Again, our final 54-6 with the Owen Gage Bulldogs celebrating Parents' Night tonight. Had a real nice crowd here at the field, 54-6 over the Caseville Eagles. Now, that wasn't the anticipated score, Chad, at the start of the ball game by a lot of people.
No, myself included. I thought that this was really going to be a close. I thought there was going to be a lot of offense. The 54 part doesn't shock me, but the 54-6 definitely does.
Right. Yeah, I thought we would be, I know, I'm sure, I was thinking that we were both 50-something, 54-65 or
yeah.
Somewhere in that area. But this was all Owen Gage tonight. Things really turned around about maybe midway through the first quarter of this game. Caseville was moving the ball, did a nice job of moving the ball, and they really got the wind taken out of them with the two turnovers, turnover in the end zone. Yeah, and a fumble.
And that's exactly what it was. Caseville came out. They did, I'm sure, exactly what their game plan was. Move the ball, eat up chunks of yards and chunks of clock. And probably against Owen Gage, they probably were hoping to keep it a little lower scoring game because Owen Gage has put some points up throughout the season. And they've got that big back, big bruising back in Cole Simmons, and probably thought, hey, let's just punish them a little bit, eat up some clock, and that's what they were doing all the way down right inside about the 10-yard line, and then the wheels kind of fell off with those turnovers.
We're looking at the teams, though. You know, we talked about how few seniors that they have on the team. How many starters, both teams, starters of freshmen and starters of sophomores,
right,
and a few juniors, of course. But young team on both sides of the ball here, but Owen Gage really looked like a big team tonight. Yeah, once they got on the other side of the Caseville Eagles.
Yep, they really did. They were just extremely effective. I mean, Owen Gage, as well as Caseville ran the ball, Owen Gage ran it equally as well or better. I mean, their offensive line was tremendous tonight, coming off the ball, just firing off the line. And they passed it when they wanted to pass it, which wasn't often. I'm sure the weather had something to do with that. But we saw the arm that Jake Wright has to offer as a junior. I'm sure that next year will be even more exciting.
Yeah.
And their defense. Yeah. I mean, you hold a team to 6 points. It just put 74 up last week. Obviously, the defense did something right all night long.
Well, the one thing that I saw that wasn't really equaled up here where Owen Gage came out on top was especially on the receiving side. Caseville Eagles, when you're running, you know, your freshman, of course, your speed demon there as a freshman – And that's Joe Alice out there, who's, you know, all of about 5'6".